Goals, principles, plans, and ambitions. The mind is separated by an abstract partition. And that exemplifies the debts and morals and dues to accept the anonymity that one so solemnly pursues. Madness, the man, a card, and a deck of unlucky poker, shows him not a face card, merely the joker. The illiterate man who reads into his mind to spell the thoughts he cannot find has come to read a different book, and by his fellow man, given a cautious look. Madness, the man he cannot defend, the illness that his conscience cannot bend, he, therefore, is branded with a symbol that leaves him stranded on a desert island in his mind that no one has bothered to define. Madness. There was once a time you used to pantomime all of your individual inanities. And I tried to assuage you, and I even tried to persuade you that your own thoughts were only part of your personality. So then you looked elsewhere, and in the mirror, you looked elsewhere, and I saw you on the other side. That meant that experiment was going nowhere. I told you, and on the idea, I finally sold you, and to the South American continent you went. Shamans and gurus, holistic hoarders of pagodas and castles of kudu, light, so light, they carried themselves antelope-like, and flew on, and flew on, and grew on, and grew on, but they never escaped the shaman's mind, for it wasn't born in time. It was gathered like mystical keys of an ethereal piano, and then we played and played and played like kids and God, ha, and God.